We deliver the 5 at 5, and it's brought to you by Duplicating Systems, more than a system, a solution. So, Tyler, shoot.
All right, starting off, you're talking about some defensive players and the recruiting battle between Georgia and Auburn over the years. If you had to make a defensive Mount Rushmore for the University of Georgia, what four faces are you putting on it?
Guys that played for Georgia?
Played for Georgia.
Terry Hogue, Bill Stanfill. Roquan Smith.
I figured he'd be on there.
And these guys played together. We'll do half and half Pollock and Davis.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kind of split it down the middle.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah, that's of it. Oh, God, I just left out Scott Werner. Oh, man.
Yeah,
we're partial to our guys from our
right.
days of
I figured
youth.
This might be a tough choice to Werner. Narrow it down to four.
Whoa, my God. Boy, Scott Werner was a defensive MVP of the
and
Sugar
great
Bowl.
Special teamers, too.
Yeah. Oh, so I got to put Werner on there, too. I'm sorry. So I would go Stanfill, Hogue, Werner. God knows. And out of Roquan Pollock and TD and Jarvis Jones.
Yeah.
That's a tough call. Jake Scott.
Yeah.
Super Bowl VII MVP. You know who was a great safety? Charlie Trippi.
Yeah, so true.
Coach McGill always told me, he said he was as good a safety man as he was in the backfield.
Back the old, tell the you old what school I'll do two-way players.
Let's do this for the 21st century.
Okay, sure.
Would you say Davis, Pollock, Jones, Smith?
I would have to agree with that. I can't think of anybody else to top them. Certainly a lot of good defensive players over the years. But
oh, for sure.
Yeah, those would be definitely the top four.
All right, now how about – And we'll just talk, we'll say when guys played both ways, offense. Mm-hmm. Because I do think that's important if you're doing all-time teams.
Mm-hmm.
When guys, Trippi played both ways. Yeah, but who's to say if Herschel didn't have to play both ways, he wouldn't have been a great linebacker. So
yeah.
You can't really compare apples to apples. If you were doing pre that, would you say Werner, Stanfill, Hogue, Champ?
I agree with that. Obviously, you'd be more knowledgeable of that era
Jake
than
Scott.
I would. But I wouldn't disagree with you.
God, they're so good. Knox Culpepper, Thurston. But I think I would say for the 21st century, like Sean Jones was great. But I think for the 21st century, like Jonathan Sullivan was great, I think Pollock, Davis, Jarvis Jones, and Roquan.
Okay, I think that's fair.
So that's your era.
Yeah. I'm familiar with all those guys for sure.
And I think
my earliest memories of Georgia football, David Pollock, David Green, back in those days.
Two great ones. Then I would probably say guy between Champ and Jake Scott, certainly Hogue, certainly Stanfill. God, you got Steve Greer, George Patton, Lenny Hughes, an All-American safety. But yeah, so I'd say God, but Champ was just so good. Richard Seymour is pretty good, too.
Yeah. I knew it would be hard to narrow it down.
No, and that's a good thing. You don't want to just be able to say one or two guys. So if you force me into it for pre-2000s, I'd probably say Stanfill, Werner, Freddie Gilbert. Good call there, Bruce, and Jimmy Payne. Of course, I loved the greatest nickname ever for my favorite nose tackle, Eddie Meat Cleaver Weaver.
Nice.
I mean, those defensive lines in the 60s, it's no coincidence. Our great years of success, we had great defensive lines.
Mm-hmm.
Like in the 60s, we had Stanfill, Patton, Greer, Billy Payne, Terry Osbolt. And then in the early 80s, we had Meat Cleaver, Freddie Gilbert, Jimmy Payne, Tim Crow. But God, if I just had to do four, and I love Knox Culpepper and Freddie Gilbert, but I'd probably say Stanfill, Werner, Hogue, and Champ.
Okay. That your final answer?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll go with that then.
Cole throw it in Bakari Rambo. He was great. Bakari was terrific.
One. Good one.
He missed a lot of games, though. That's.
Yeah, he did.
He did.
Man, the name alone.
It's a great. Oh, great, I remember when that guy verbally committed his junior year.
Writes itself.
Bakari Rambo. I'm like, oh, this guy's going to be a guy.
Gotta love it.
He had a great pick six against Auburn in 2011.
Yeah.
Kind of weaved his way through.
It was against Auburn when he got KO'd.
In 2009.
'09, yeah.
It was a big hit.
Big hit. And I remember that one well.
Speaking of big hits, this I thought, and this was before the helmet to helmet, and when Junior Rose Green hit Reggie Brown in 04.
Mm-hmm. I've seen that one quite a few times.
I really thought, I'm not trying to be glib here, I thought Reggie Brown might have been dead.
Yeah, it certainly looked that way.
When he got hit.
Yeah, we've come a long way in the sport.
That was
then.
The fact that that was not a penalty. I mean, that was
a very celebrated hit.
Definitive.
Yeah.
I mean, that was, you talk about what a class, you know how much I love Herschel, and my guy Bo Jackson, like Herschel, such a class act. Like, he was at that game, and like, I had friends who were like, he went to the ambulance to check on me. That was a scary, scary moment there.
For sure.
Mm.
And
Junior Rose Green.
All right, so rolling along with 5 at 5 here.
And by the way, if you're talking about like Mount Rushmore's of infamy, when it comes to great players who got away from Georgia, like guys from the state, there's so many. Just the backs alone. Gosh, the backs alone that went to Auburn.
Yeah.
I mean, William Andrews, James Brooks, Lionel James, Ronnie Brown. The guy on defense that I would want to have is Takiyo Spikes from Washington County. That guy was a dude.
One that got away.
He was a dude. Takiyo Spikes. All right, what's next?
So moving on here, I was listening to the morning show this morning, and Dave actually came across some hypothetical spreads that if Alabama were to play.
We ain't talking about Georgia and Bama.
Not quite. Okay. You'll see where I'm going with this.
All right.
Alabama, these hypothetical spreads against the current teams in the college football playoff after last night's rankings, which are Clemson, Michigan, and Notre Dame.
Okay.
Roughly about an 8-point favorite over Clemson, 12 points over Michigan, and 20 over Notre Dame.
Wow.
So obviously Georgia's going to get to play them in a month.
Yeah.
But if they're playing them this weekend, what would you set the line at?
Probably 10 or so.
10?
That's what I would
think
guess.
Think that's fair?
Yeah, that's what I would guess.
Does any of those lines surprise you? That 8 over Clemson, roughly 12 over Michigan, and 20 over Notre Dame?
No. It's interesting that Vegas thinks, and again, it's a long season, that Notre Dame beat Michigan, but obviously Vegas thinks more highly of Michigan.
Right.
And Notre Dame's still winning. I mean, absolutely. It's like, well, who's the hotter team? Well, Notre Dame hadn't lost, but Michigan's perceived as being the hotter team. They sure seem to be hitting stride.
Jumping in on Twitter here, our friend Patrick O'Connor says, great Georgia name, Hiawatha Berry.
Oh, Jeff from Winder, Georgia.
Yeah.
His first name was Ilya. Ilya Hiawatha Berry. He was true. And he had a sister named Lynn Berry who threw the shot put.
Nice.
On the track and field team.
Okay.
Yeah, Hiawatha was a terrific player.
Okay.
He was a double G Bulldog and then a single G Georgia Bulldog.
Okay, nice.
Yeah.
All right, so moving along in the 5 at 5 here, this comes from my friend Josh Zotnick from Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the past 2 weeks, big wins over Florida and Kentucky. But, you always like to micromanage things. And you look at the end of the first half in those last two games, obviously not taking the timeouts against Florida, and then not taking a shot at the end zone on third down and fumbling against Kentucky, you think that might have any effect
going forward? I think the timeout, if there was one spot, if Kirby had to do it again, I think after the long play to Nauta, probably would have called one there, just let everybody catch their breath.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to tell you, too, that the play before the field goal against Florida, that Auburn corner knocked it away with one hand, that was an interceptable ball. I think at that point, it's like, all right.
Yeah.
Let's get our points.
Let's chill out. Let's go.
Right now it would have been, because what you worry about too, you can do a throw the end zone. That all sounds well and good. Then what if the quarterback starts scrambling?
Yeah.
Or what if you dump it to a guy and he's short and he starts running around?
Right.
So I think at that point it was like, all right, let's get out of here with our three. And I think the way Kentucky had it set, I mean, the way those safeties, how deep they were, I think Georgia was probably trying to run towards the middle of the field on that fumble to set it up for a field goal there, which I think was the right play. But, I think Jake just peaked. It happens.
It does, absolutely.
Yeah, it happens. But, I think what you have to look at out of that Kentucky game, we blew those two red zone scoring opportunities, had to settle for a field goal. We're on the 1 yard line there and still won by 17.
Mm-hmm.
Again, years past, we might have been completely freaked out and lost that game. mm-hmm. or eat through it. I mean, it's still, even with those missed opportunities, it's my favorite performance of the year mm-hmm. that Georgia's had.
Absolutely. Yeah. Good question there from Josh.
Very good question, yes.
As always, tweet me at TylerHead18 and him at JeffDantzlerTV. Two more questions to go here in the 5 at 5. Going back to last night's Champions Classic,
mm-hmm.
thinking of, in terms of all sports, I guess, collegiately here, have you ever seen a big-name team like what happened to Kentucky get embarrassed like that?
Boy, that's something, isn't it? Just you know, I can give you one. In the year 2000, on a Martin Luther King Day, or as they say in the great barbershop scene in Coming to America, have you ever seen that movie?
I have.
With Eddie Murphy and Arsenio. You ain't never met no Martin Luther the King. It's great. That's a great scene, the barbershop scene. But on MLK Day 2000, the mighty Lady Vols came into Athens, and we beat them 78-51.
Nice.
That was a sweet win.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but if you're talking about just powerhouse teams, you know, big-name programs like that, that is few and yeah. far between.
Yeah, last night was definitely an eye-opener.
Just to go beat somebody down like that.
Right. And like you said, they're probably only going to make the Final Four.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. It's
Kentucky.
Down
bad
year
season
for them. Yeah, it's one thing. You know, we've had our upsets of Kentucky through the years, but yeah, to come in there and, you know, you've got to have a powerful team to beat another powerful team like that. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll tell you what, now this was not a great Florida team. It was an okay to a good Florida team, but just like my favorite Georgia Florida game ever was, we beat the Gators 44-0 in 1982. And uh-huh. that's just like one of those days where it all comes together, and you play great against a great team. I mean, like the 2005 SEC championship game, LSU was 11-1. We beat them 34-14. Like, that was one where, wow, man.
Right.
Everything was just clicking and going our way that day. Those days are few and far between.
Yeah.
It's just hard to do that.
Right.
You got to have a great day, and they have a bad day, and you capitalize.
Right. It's about five more minutes to go here on the
okay.
5 at 5. Adam Wynn jumps in and says,
A-W.
Hiawatha Barry still holds the GHSA state discus
about.
Record at the championship meet from, he believes, 1983.
That sounds
record
about
still
right.
intact.
So I think his freshman year here at Georgia, I think, was fall of 86.
Okay.
So there you go.
So that was early in his high school
career. Hiawatha Barry.
That's impressive.
Scott tweets in, would Kirby be eligible? Absolutely. Kirby was a great player. He was all SEC. He led the conference in interceptions. Also intercepted Tim Couch, number one pick in the draft four times, twice in 97 and twice in 98.
Nice. All right, so going to close out the 5 at 5 here. And you mentioned a old score against Florida.
Yes.
Going to really test your Georgia knowledge here. I've
okay.
selected a random season.
Okay.
Of Georgia football.
All right.
That season happens to be 1992.
Okay.
I'm going to see if you can guess all the final scores for this team that went 10-2. I can give you the schedule if that would help you out.
Yeah, let me think. All right. All right, 92, we beat South Carolina 28-6. That was their first game.
Correct.
Oh, it was a heartbreaker. Tennessee beat us 34-31.
Correct.
We beat Fullerton 56-0.
Correct.
Ole Miss was next. Was that 37-11.
You are correct.
All right, I'm going to get a little foggy. What game was next?
Went on the road to Arkansas.
27-3.
Yes.
Okay. Vandy at home.
A Southern at home.
34-7.
Yes.
Beat Vandy at home 30-20.
Yes.
Went up to Kentucky, beat them 40-7.
Yes.
Lost to the Gators 26-24, beat Auburn 14-10, beat Tech 31-17, beat Ohio State 21-14.
In what bowl game?
That was Citrus Bowl. Yeah.
You got everything absolutely correct.
Yeah.
Your knowledge blows me away.
That was my sophomore season.
I picked that season completely at random.
Yeah, that was a good. We really underachieved that year. We were better than both Tennessee and Florida. Those were gut-wrenching losses. That was the first year of the SEC title game. We absolutely should have been in Birmingham playing the
undefeated
Crimson
Alabama
Tide.
Team.
Yep. And then they beat Miami for the championship that year.
Wow. Man, you're just like, you are the walking Georgia yeah. history book.
That's used to drive the ladies nuts, and then I scored Emily. What are you going to do?
Gotta love it.
It helps, too, when you pick a good season.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I was scrolling through the 90s, and, you know, there were some 6-6, 5-6 seasons. I figured you might remember a 10-2 year pretty well.
Yeah, those the 80s, is that's when I was really into it. I've got a pretty good one.
These kind of questions will creep up again, so
I'm always ready.
I'm going to stump you one of these days.
No, you have. You're good with this stuff. You're really good. Right, we got anything left?
That's it for the 5 of 5.
All right. I like these Twitter questions, too. It's good. My man Adam. Also, my buddy Mike Mobley. He's a double G bulldog. Love our man the mobster coming in there. All right. Hey, and my bride's listening in, too. Thanks, Em. She just told me I was a freak. I don't know if that's a good thing or not.
Depends on how you take it, I guess.
Right. All right, you can give us a buzz if you want, 706-549-6000. And I'm glad I didn't say 888-81-DOGS there. This is your home of the dogs. This is Athens Sports Radio 960, The Ref.